And we have a lot of learning to do. My understanding is that we have around 3 weeks of Shiur left until the end of the semester. I also think that what we're going to do this semester is, rather than have a test, we will have another assignment, like we had as the midterm. This sort of gave me impetus to actually read your midterm assignments now. I think I emailed everyone. Some of you I emailed a while back, but I started marking them and then I stopped. So I think at this point everyone got an email from me. So you know what you did, what you didn't do, what grade you got. Baruch Hashem, I think everyone is learning nicely. That's what's important. Okay, Chevra, let's go. We're learning Sota on Daf Lamed Chesam at Beis. There's one little bit of the Gemara that I want to touch on now, even though it's something that we did before the intercession. But just as I was going over the Gemara a few minutes ago, I realized that there's something that we should discuss. So let's pick up. It's the second wide line. Amar Ad Amar Reb Simlai. Right? The Gemara says, Amar Ad Amar Reb Simlai Beis HaKnesser Kula Kohanim Kulan Olin Leduchan. Right? If you have a shul and everyone in the shul is a Kohen, so everyone goes up and everyone duchens. Lemi Mevarchen. Zak the Gemara, who are they giving the bracha to? So Reb Zera says they give the bracha to the La'achem Shebasados. They're giving the bracha to the people out in the fields. Eini, Batani, Abba Bered Rav Minyamin, Parchia, Am Shachari Kohanim, Einon Bechla Bracha. Right? How is it that the Am Shebasados gets the bracha? Don't we know that the people behind the Kohanim are not included in the bracha? So the Gemara answer is Lo Kasha, Hada Anisi, Hada Lo Anisi. It depends whether you are an ones or not an ones. If you are an ones, so then you get the bracha. If you're not an ones, you don't get the bracha. That's what the Gemara says. Hada anisi, hada lo anisi. Okay, ladies. So I want you to translate for me the word anisi and the word lo anisi. What does it mean to be an onus? What does it mean not to be an onus?
So why can't we add?
This is not such a trick question. You can just read the Mefarshim on the page. What does it mean to be an onus? What does it mean not to be an onus?
Yeah. Or whatever. Or share some care to know for everyone.
Hey. What does that mean, Chevra?
What exactly did Korach
want? Power.
Anyone?
To be forced.
Yes. Who just raised hand? Was that Temi who raised her hand?
Somebody else is speaking.
Chava and Broya. I'm saying sure. Can you guys
please speak? Chava.
It is Tyra. Does anyone have a suggestion? What does it mean to be Anisi or not Anisi? So look at Rashi. Look at Rashi, Chavra. What does Rashi write? Lo Anisi? Rashi writes, Ha'omdim bebeis ha'kneses, achori ha'kohanim, lo Anisi. Elo she'ein ha'bracha chashuva aleihem la'kor agleihem v'lov ofnei ha'kohanim. Zakt Rashi, the people who don't get the bracha are the people who are in shul and don't care about the bracha enough to go in front of the kohanim to receive the bracha. No? According to Rashi, lo anisi refers to the people who are in shul and they are totally not interested in the bracha. They're not even going to move in front of the Kohanim. So those people don't get the bracha. Look at Tosfos. Is Tosfos the same as Rashi or against Rashi? Tosfos, do you ask ha de anisi? I need someone to call out. You guys, you know, got to have some chutzpah. Let's go. Someone whose speaker is on has to call out. Anyone? Ms. Siegel, what do you have to say? Does Tosfos agree with Rashi or disagree with Rashi?
Not quite. His understanding is more broad. He says that Anisi are people who are in the field, and I guess Lo Anisi is anybody else who would be in shul.
Right. In other words, according to Tosfos, I like the way you began your sentence. According to Tosis, it's a broader definition. Lo anisi, according to Tosis, the people who don't get the bracha is not only those people who are in shul and are not interested, but if someone is in town and makes a decision, I'm not coming to shul. You see, ladies, in ancient Jewish history, there is something called shul. And in ancient Jewish history, they had minyanim. And people would be able to come and daven. This is, I know, you probably don't remember, it's a very long time ago. But according to Tosfos, if somebody is in town and does not show up in shul, that person does not receive the birchas kohanim. According to Rashi, if I am in town and I don't come to shul, I still get the bracha. The only time I don't get the bracha, according to Rashi, is if I am in shul and I don't care enough to receive the bracha. That's already suggestive. Now, again, it seems to me that this is a big machlokas, Rashi and Tosis. I'm up against a heavy hitter over here. The Mishnah Brura in the Mishnah Brura in the Bir Halacha in Simin Kuf Chav Ches Se'if Chav Dalet, the Bir Halacha over there quotes that Rashi and Tosis agree. I have no idea how he came to that conclusion. Hanir Lofiani is stated that it's Pashut, that there's a machlokes between Rashi and Tosis. So, is there any way to explain this machlokes Rashi and Tosis? Now, obviously, when I ask the question, there's only one answer. Is there any way? Right? Thumbs up. Of course. There's got to be a way, or else I wouldn't ask the question. So this is what it seems to me. And again, I only thought of this a few minutes ago, so I might be completely wrong. But let's say it anyway. Who has the mitzvah to duchen? Who has a mitzvah to duchen? Ms. Pearl, whose mitzvah is it?
The Kohanim.
The Kohanim, right? That's like a no-brainer. The mitzvah's on the Kohanim. There happens that one of the Jews who was kicked out of Spain in 1492, Rebbe Lazar Azkiri, he wrote the Sefer Charedim. In the Sefer Charedim, he writes that there's a mitzvah on the tzibur, there's a mitzvah on the ordinary Jews to receive a bracha. The mitzvah is not only on the Kohanim to give the bracha, the mitzvah is on the ordinary Jews to receive the bracha. The Mishnah Berurah quotes this Sefer Charedim right at the beginning of Simen Kuf Chav Ches. It seems to be a collector's item, but that's the Sefer Charedim. Okay, great. So here it goes. Many assume that the Sefer Charedim's comment that there's a mitzvah on the tzibur to receive a bracha actually depends on a machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. If you could pull up on your computers Chagiga Daf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph. Okay, pull up Chagiga Daf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph in your computers. The Gemara says it's around, again, on computer things, I don't know. It's probably one third of the way up from the bottom.
Say it again, it's which daf? Chagiga.
Chagiga daf tes zayin amud aleph, 16a. Chagiga tes zayin amud aleph. Zok the Gemara. Yeah, it's around a third of the way. The Gemara says, I think we all know this, that Rabbi Yehuda Bar Nachmani says that if you look at three things, your eyes go bad. There are three things on this planet that if you look at them, you will hurt your vision. They are Keshes, Nasi, and Kohanim. If you look at a rainbow, if you look at a Nasi, the Nasi is like the king of Klal Yisrael, or you look at the Kohanim, in all those cases, your eyes go bad. Okay, that's what the Gemara says. Tosfos over here quotes from Rashi, right? He quotes a Rashi in Megillah. He says it's a difficult Rashi. But Rashi in Megillah writes that a Kohen who has Mumin on his hands is not allowed to duchen because the Tzibor will be staring at his hands. And the tzibur is not supposed to stare at the Kohanim's hands when they duchen, because if the tzibur stares at the hands, so their eyes will become weak. That means that according to Rashi, the reason why a kohen with mumen on the hands can't duchen, and that halacha applies even outside of the mikdash, the reason for that is because we don't want your eyes to get weak. Tosfos says Rashi is wrong, right? Again, I'm reading the Tosfos here in Chagiga Tes Zayin, Tosfos Dimas on Bekohanim. Tosfos quotes Rashi in Megillah. Tosfos says that Rashi in Megillah is against the Gemara here in Chagiga, right? Halesa, that the conclusion over here is that Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash Kaim is what we're talking about. Right? And the Gemara in Megillah is talking about Begvulim, outside the Beis HaMikdash. Rather, Tosfos says, V'nir lafarish the af begvulim mitzar mishum hesach hadas. That it's usher to stare at the kohanim's hands even outside of the Beis HaMikdash, says Tosfos, because of hesach hadas. What's hesach hadas? Hesach hadas means that you'll lose your concentration. You'll lose your focus. So everybody and her aunt jumps up and down and spits wood and nickels. And they say, what are you talking about? What's the hesach hadas? Right? What do you mean I'm going to lose my concentration? Why do I, as a member of the audience, why do I, as a member of the tzibur, have to concentrate on the duchening? So all the achronim say, oh, the fact that Tosfos says that there's a concern of hesach hadas, that indicates that according to Tosfos, the tzibur has to receive the bracha. And we don't want the tzibur to lose their train of thought, because if the tzibur would lose their train of thought, then the tzibur would not get their mitzvah of duchening. Okay, ladies? Meaning, according to Tosfos, and the Dvar Avram, the Kovna Rav has this in his Tshuvas and Simen Lamed Aleph, Tosfos is saying that there's an issue of hesach hadas, because according to Tosfos, there's a mitzvah on the tzibur to get the bracha. Duchening is not only a mitzvah on the kohanim, it's a mitzvah on the tzibur as well. Apparently, however, Rashi, who disagrees, would say that the mitzvah is like what Sarit said, like what part in normal Jews assume, that the mitzvah's duchening is only on the kohanim, not on the tzibur. Sounds good? Now, if this is correct, I think I have pshat in Tosfos by us versus Rashi by us. Va'afaresh et sichati. Let me explain. When I say that the mitzvah is on the tzibur to receive a bracha, that means that there's a mitzvah to be in the shul, a mitzvah to hear the duchening, to be part of that duchening group. The duchening group, like what we spoke about in the context of Kol Ram, when we learned that Beis Halevi, the duchening group is a amor lahem. It's a relationship between the Kohanim HaMevarchim and the Tzibur HaMisbarech. According to Tosfos, there's a mitzvah to be part of that group. And if I have Hesach Hadas, even though I'm there, right, you can be there but not be present, no? According to Tosfos, if you have Hesach Hadas, you're in the room, but you're not getting the mitzvah because you're not focused on it. Kol Shekein, if you're not in the room, you don't get the mitzvah. So Zok Tosfos, Lo Anisi means the people who are outside of Shul and don't come into the Shul, meaning they don't want to be part of the mitzvah to receive the bracha. However, it seems to me that Rashi is disagreeing. And Rashi says, you know what? There's never a mitzvah to receive a bracha. The only reason why the people who are lo anisi don't get the bracha is because they couldn't care less. They are like punching Hashem in the nose. They're saying, I'm not interested in your bracha. Well, the only time it's punching Hashem in the nose, again, it doesn't mean that Hashem has a nose. It doesn't mean you're really punching him. I don't know how much we have to elaborate on this point. But the only time it looks like you really don't care is if you're in shul and you don't even go in front of the Kohanim to get a bracha, that shows you don't care. Then you're punching the Ribono Shel Olam. So according to Rashi, there's no inyan to get a bracha at all. Excuse me, according to Rashi, let me say it better. There's no mitzvah on the tzibur to get a bracha. When I say that the people who are lo anisi don't get the bracha, that's because, Rashi says, they are punching the Rabbonu Shalom. They don't care about it. But according to Tosfos, that there is a mitzvah on the tzibur to receive the bracha, so the people who don't show up in shul, the people who are making a decision not to become part of the tzibur, so those people are not included in the bracha. The Amsha Besados are anisi. Yeah, they're not part of the tzibur, but they don't have a choice. They don't have an opportunity. However, since according to Tosis, like we saw Tyson Chagiga says, there's a mitzvah to receive the bracha, if you decide you don't want that, so then you lose it. Ms. Engel from the West Coast, how are you?
How are you?
Good, Baruch Hashem. Okay, so how does that work, though, in terms of, I see how Rashi's consistent, but it, like, Tosos is just, like, written by different Balei Tosos, and even, like, who was the one who compiled it across Masechtot? Like, how does that work with regard to this?
Yeah.
Like, are we saying that, like, since Rashi's all, like, Rashi's for sure has to be consistent, so then we can understand that Tosos as a whole has a different opinion?
So I think you're right. Tosos in different Masechtos is written by different authors, probably. Nonetheless, I'd rather say the Tosis is consistent than say the Tosis is not consistent. You're right. I don't have
right.
to say Tosis. I have to say that Rashi is consistent. Cause
right, but also by virtue of saying Rashi is consistent, by default, then if you're setting up a two-option situation, if Rashi is consistent, then by default, Tosis of the situation has to be consistent.
I mean, so, again, this is... I'm sure I've said this already. You know, the Kotzker's Vart about how you finish Hashem Elokeichem MS, and then you go on V'yatzev Enochem, and finally get to Yafeh. Right, Yafeh is the farthest away from MS. I'm trying to say Torah over here that's closer to Yafeh than to MS. You're right. I'm not... I can't take a Shavua that this is correct. Right? And I have no reason to assume necessarily that the Tosis in Chagiga is consistent with the Tosis in Sota. I have no reason to assume that. On the other hand, I also have no reason not to assume that. And I'd rather say Yafeh. I'd rather say something that's Geshmak, that fits in together, that makes Tosis be consistent. It's not compelling. Ms. Frumalanda, how are you?
Good. I have a question, though. According to Tosfos, shouldn't the mitzvah for the tzibur to be counted, or I guess receive the bracha, shouldn't that only apply to those who are actually in shul, kind of like a tzitzis or like peah sort of vibe, instead of just anyone in general?
So... I think according to Tosis, the mitzvah on the tzibur to get a bracha applies to those who are in shul. I agree with that. If I understand your question correctly, the amsha besados, the people outside, how do they get the bracha if they're not part of the tzibur? Is that your question, Firma?
No, so my question is really on, because Tosis was saying that all the people who don't go to shul are not partaking in the mitzvah. But I don't understand why they're obligated to partake in the mitzvah if they're not in shul.
Yeah. So again, this is a larger issue. Does a person have an obligation to put herself in a situation where they should do a mitzvah? No? Do
like,
you have to,
have
or should you,
like,
try to do as many mitzvahs as possible? Or can I say that I'm exempt? Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, Zechron the Levracha, commented that Tosfos in Psachim understands the Gemara earlier in Sotah, in Daf Yudala. The Gemara has a question, how come Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to enter Eretz Yisrael? Right? So Tosfos understands that the issue over there is that a person, not only a Moshe Rabbeinu, but any person, should try to be obligated in mitzvos. If there's a mitzvah available, chaparein. If there's a mitzvah, try to get it. Right? To say, why do I have to do the mitzvah? You're right. If I'm in shul, I get the mitzvah. Who says I have to come to shul? So on the technical level, you're right. But certainly from a frumkeit perspective, and certainly from a hashgafa perspective, a person should try to get as many mitzvahs as they can. And I would suggest that according to Tosfos, if an individual is making a decision that I don't want the mitzvah. I don't want to be part of the tzibur who gets a bracha. That means I don't want the mitzvah. So by not showing up and show, you are not entitled to the bracha because you made a decision that you don't want to be part of that mitzvah. Ms. Axelrod, how are you?
I'm good, thank God.
Baruch Hashem. Welcome back to Yeshiva University. Good to see you. Baruch Hashem, it's amazing how everyone making it to you know, Midtown despite everything. Yeah.
Thank you. So what would Rashi do with those people that are in the fields and are choosing not to come?
Yeah, so the people in the field who can't come because they're working, they are anisi. They get the, right? They're part of the bracha anyway because they don't have an alternative. Rashi would say that the people who are in town and don't show up in shul, they still get the bracha because anyone who's not punching the Ribbono Shel Olam in the nose is entitled to the bracha, according to Rashi. Only a person who's in shul and is like turning around is saying, I'm not interested in the bracha, only that person doesn't get the bracha. Anyone else does get the bracha.
Wouldn't it be the same thing? Like, they're still, you know, turning around as and not going to shul.
What's that? I was thinking of that. I don't think it's the same thing. I think it's much more chutzpahdik if I'm there and I'm saying, I don't care. I don't want you. As opposed to if I am a conscientious objector, I just don't show up. So that is much less chutzpahdik. And if I'm not a baal chutzpah, so I deserve a bracha, according to Rashi. I think that's the way I put things together. Okay, ladies, so that's the first Shtickle Torah. Kind of put this in your pipe, hold it. I want to come back to the Shtickle Torah, hopefully, later this evening as we go weiter in the Gemara. But for now, we have to go on. So then the Gemara says, let's pick up, it's five lines from the bottom, Gufa, Tana Abba, Breda Rav Minyamin, Barchiya, Am Shachorei HaKohanim, Einon Bechal Bracha. The people who are behind the Kohanim, they do not receive the Bracha. If you're in Shul, and you're behind the Kohanim, you don't receive the Bracha. Then the Gemara adds, Pshita Arichi Ba'ape Gutzi, Lomafsiki. What does that mean? Arichi ba'ape gutzi? Who can translate the words? Ms. Verschleiser. What does arichi ba'ape gutzi mean? So it's Arichi ba'ape gutzi means 12 people in front of short people. Let's say you're in shul, and the person sitting in front of you is 6'11", and you are a very fine 4'2". So you still get the bracha, even though theoretically there's a hefsek, right? That 6'11" person is interrupting you. So pshita, that arichi ba'ape gutzi is not considered a hefsek. Teva lo mafsika. If you are behind the bima, that's not a hefsek, right? The bima in the middle of shul, it's like a mechitza of sort, but that's not a hefsek. The question is, mechitza mai. Let's say you're behind a real barrier. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Tainas, even an iron curtain. You're all too young to remember what the iron curtain was, right? They used to call the former Soviet Union, right, the iron curtain. And that's what the Gemara says. A mechitza shel barzel is not mafsik ben yisrael avim shebashamayim. Even if you are behind a iron curtain, still you're bechlal bracha. Ad kan divrei ha-Gemara. This is the statement of Reb Yehoshua ben Levi. Okay. All is grand. Now, this statement of Reb Yehoshua ben Levi, that even a mechitza is not mafsik. So if I'm standing behind a wall, I still get the bracha. this statement is subject to machlokas. And not only is it subject to machlokas, this will lead us into a conversation about making minyanim at this time of coronavirus. Did any of you have a chance to go through some of the sources to see Rav Schachter's tshuva about coronavirus? So this conversation will lead us, I probably would not have given this shiur if it would have been 2 months ago, but given the reality of our world, it's probably a good idea to discuss this. Okay, so our Gemara quotes Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi that a mechitza is not a hefsek. The problem is, and Tosis over here first says as a conversation about, obviously we're talking about bidlo anisi, if you're an onus, of course you get the bracha, fine, given. Tosis then has a conversation that the Gemara in Psachim tells me that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is not necessarily accepted. There is an Amora named Rav, or Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, that's what appears in Psachim on Pehei Amid Beis. The Gemara says that according to Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, min ha'agav ulefnim kilefnim, min ha'agav vilachutz kilachutz. What does that mean? Min ha'agav vilefnim kilefnim, min ha'agav ulachutz kilachutz. Sarit, you have to unmute yourself.
You're standing in the doorway. You're in the doorway, and then part of you is inside, then you're inside. But if you're in the doorway and part of you is outside, then you're outside.
Exactly. It's not just part of you and in the doorway. It means, like, if you are inside of the threshold, right? Let's talk about the area where the door would close. If you're inside of that area, you're inside. If you're outside of that area, you're outside. That's a statement of Reb Yehuda Amar Rav. Now, the Gemara notes that that's a machlokas. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, even if you're outside, it's okay. But Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav says that no, you have to be inside of the threshold. So Tosfos is bothered by how do I paskin. First, Tosis quotes that we have a tradition from Rabbeinu Chananel. Right? It's funny the way Tosis phrases it by us. Tosis, it's Kimiduma Dahachi Pasak Rabbeinu Chananel Bekol Dochta. I don't remember any other place where Tosis uses this expression, Kimiduma. Kimiduma means that Tosis is saying, it appears, it seems to me that Rabbeinu Chananel always paskins this way. Like Kimiduma, it's like a funny thing. What, you don't know what Rabbi Nuchananel says? Like, why do you need the Kimiduma? But, okay, that's a Tosfos quote. The Rabbi Nuchananel paskins always like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Tosfos has this in Megillah and Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis. Also, that there's a tradition from Gaonim that you always pass Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Well, we got a problem. Because the Gemara in Erevin sounds like Rav. Remember, Rav basically says that mechitzos matter. Rav says if I'm outside of the doorway, I am outside. I'm inside the doorway, I'm inside. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi disagrees. Our Gemara would indicate that I pass with Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. I don't even mention the Shita of Rav. Rav does not exist in Sota Daf Lamed Chesam Ebeis. But the Gemara in Erevin sounds like the Shita of Rav. What's this Gemara in Erevin? So 1 second, let me. I'm going to try my new toy over here. I think I've done this already once, but the Gemara discusses a case where you have a Chatzer Gedola. Right? That is Nifritza to a Chatzer Ketana. Right? You see that? Can everyone see my beautiful picture? Right? So I have the Gedola and the Ketana. And the Gemara basically says, as a general rule, that the katana, the smaller chatzer, is considered like it's part of the bigger chatzer. The smaller chatzer is drawn after the bigger chatzer. So therefore, if I have 9 people in the gedola and 1 person in the katana, I have a minyan. No? But if I have it the other way, oh, I don't know how to erase. If I have it the other way, so then, right? If I have it the other way, let's say I have 9 people in the katana and 1 person in the gedola, so then it's not a minyan. If I have the shaliach tzibur in the gedola and not in the katana, that's good. But if I have it the other way, then it is no good. Ad kan. That's basically what emerges from the sugya. Now that sugya indicates that I follow Rav. Because what that sugya is basically saying is that, you know what? It matters where you are. If you're a Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Jew, right? According to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, so, I don't know how to do this. Okay, let me let me get rid of this screen. According to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, a mechitza is not mafsik. So if I have 9 people, 9 men in one room, and 1 person in another room, it doesn't matter. You're all in the same place. We're all kumbaya. We're all together. It's gevaldik. That Gemara in Erevin sounds like it holds like Rav. And that's why the Gemara in Erevin distinguishes between where are the people. Do you have 9 people in the Gedola, 9 people in the Katana, etc.? If the Shaliach Tzibur is in the Katana and the Tzibur is in the Gedola, you're Yotze. But if the Tzibur is in the Katana and the Shaliach Tzibur is in the Gedola, you're not Yotze. These are all the halachos. Abigail, let's see if I could hear you.
Is it working?
Yes.
Oh, I was silent this whole time
Yeah, let's go.
Is it dafka if it's 9 and 1? Like, let's say it's 6 and 4 or 5.
Six and 4 is also good. 5 and 5 doesn't matter. 5 and 5 doesn't count, but it's lav dafka 9 and 1. As long as it's a majority. Basically, in order to create a minyan, you have to have a majority of people in the big room, and everyone in the little room is dragged into the big room. Right? That's the basic halacha. This comes up all the time. Like if you're davening in the Shiva house or whatever, and people are in various and sundry configurations, does it count as a minyan? Do you all have to be in the same room? Actually, I'm getting ahead of myself. But basically what we have over here is that according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, mechitza doesn't matter, but according to Rav, mechitza does matter. And I have a stira in Gemaras. Our Gemara passes over Yeshua ben Levi, and the Gemara in Erevin sounds like Rab. Ms. Latin, how are you?
Good. Could this be related to also the idea of, like, let's say if the Zimun Yatzel Lashuk, he's not actually in the room where the meal is eaten, but still it can still work for being counted for a Zimun? The same idea of, like, you don't need to be in the same room.
Okay. So you're like, yes, but no, kind of, maybe you're like 4 steps. I want to get there, but you're like okay. 4 steps ahead of me.
All right, okay.
It's great. It's gevaldic. But at this point in the Gemara, and in fact, I'll say that nowhere in Shas do we have this idea that because you could see people, you are part of the minyan. Nowhere in Shas. That is like a broad statement. Okay, but before we get to your conversation about seeing people, Shira, is that a hand up? Okay, before we get to that conversation, let's go through the Tosfos. Our Tosfos is a little bit cryptic. Do I hold like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, or do I hold like Rav? And there is a third Gemara, A Gemara in Rosh Hashanah on Chav Zayin. Right? Tosis references this Gemara as well. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Chav Zayin says, let's say I'm walking behind the shul. I'm outside of shul. And I hear the shofar. Right? You hear the shofar outside of shul. Zuck the Gemara, you yotze. Well, 1 second. Why am I yotze? According to Rav, I'm not in the shul. Right? Is that Gemara like Rabbi Shua ben Levi? So all of this is part of the conversation. And when the dust settles, what does Tosis say? Does anyone have a sense of what Tosis says? Our Tosis is not 1,000,000% clear, but Tosis in Psachim is a teeny bit more clear. Let me just see. I have one hand up and the other hands. Sarah, is that a hand, Ms. Verschleiser? Half a hand.
I think I get it.
Okay, let's try it.
If Tosfos was saying that because, like for shofar, it would count because you don't need a minyan for shofar.
Mm-hmm.
But for the other things, you wouldn't count because you do need a minyan and you can't be part of the minyan.
So you are, I'd say, 2/3 correct. What Tosis is saying, Abigail, do you want to fill in? The Tosis in Psachim, and actually the Tosis Harash by us also, very clearly points out that there are 3 different categories. There are certain things like shofar that don't need a minyan. So if I'm outside of shul, of course I get the mitzvah of shofar. No problem. Then, there are things that need a minyan, and the issue at hand is, am I creating a minyan? And then there are things that need a minyan, but I definitely have a minyan, but I am outside of the minyan. The Gemara in Erevin is talking about making a minyan. I have 7 people in this room, 3 people in that room. Do they combine or not combine?
I'm so bad.
That's about making a minyan. When it's talking about making a minyan, so then I do not hold like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Then I hold like Rav. And
what?
I own Yosef Dov. Then I hold like Rav. And I only... Hey, Yosef, I'm seeing Shimon.
1 second. You need to have this on at all times. Blah, 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 blah.
Okay, no, Yosef, I'm saying Shimon.
Why are you recording it?
Okay, Chevra. So again, so in a situation when I'm trying to create... Am I still muted?
You're on mute.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Thank you. Okay, in a situation I am trying to make a minion... So then, what I do is I say, listen, you know, to be a minyan, you really need 10 people in one place. And the way you get 10 people in one place is based on these complicated rules of where is there a majority, what's the big room, what's the small room. Those are what I would call Rav rules. If it's something that does not need a minyan, so of course Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is correct. If it is something that needs a minyan, and I already have a minyan, so then the question is, can I answer when I am outside of that minyan? Can I answer Kaddish and Kedusha and Baruch Hu when there is already a minyan in the shul and I am outside? So that's the discussion in our Gemara. Our Gemara that says that Afilu Mechitza Shel Barzel is not Mafsik Bin Yisrael Avim Shabashamayim. That statement of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi means, I have a minyan, and they're duchening. I happen to be outside of that minyan. So in that situation, I apply the rules of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Okay, so let's just chazer again. This is most clear in the Tosis in Psachim, but it's most clear in the Tosis in Psachim. However, it emerges in our Tosis also, if you read our Tosis carefully. Let's read it in Artosis from Venira. Okay, Chevra, you have the point? Oh, yes, Sarit? Comment?
Yeah, the situation that we just described, isn't that like the situation for any Nashim and Gatan who are in Shul and responding? Because they're not part of the minion, they're not helping make the minion, or you know, even just the 11th person. So right. Does that mean that they're not allowed to respond?
So I don't think so. I mean, again, first of all, we hold like Rabbi Shua ben Leib that they definitely can respond. But that could be the case in our Gemara when our Gemara says Apshita Arichi Bahade Gutzi. If you have short people in front of the, if you have tall people in front of the short people, so of course that's a Dabar Pasha. There's nothing to talk about. Of course, in that case, you get all the mitzvah because you're in the same room. You're doing the same thing. The only time when I even begin the conversation is when I'm not really in the same room. When I'm outside. That's the only time.
Polls mean?
That's the only time
Break
I.
Pause. Stop recording.
That's the only time I really am. That's the only time when it's subject to this conversation. Okay, Chevra, Temi, yes.
Yeah. Are we when we're saying like if you can answer or not? This is just we're saying like answer to fulfill a chiyuv. And like this is just answering like what's
so. It goes in a few different ways. I would say that I'm not supposed to say Baruch Hashem Hamvarach La'olam Va'ed just on any given Wednesday afternoon when I'm walking down 34th Street. Right? That is a response to something that's done in the minyan. Do I have a right to respond? Right? Is there a right of response when I hear the Chazan say Baruch Hu? Do I have a right to respond? So that sugya, according to Tosis, is what emerges from our Gemara. It's the same as receiving a bracha by duchening. It's the same type of idea. That since there's a minyan already, you get the points. You can...
It's not like kushing a chiyav in any way. It's just the answering we're talking about.
Correct.
Okay.
Now, whoa.
So it's not like hearing Hadella, let's say, and saying Amen. I don't know.
So there is another related issue, a wrinkle here. And that wrinkle, Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, is actually a detail of difference between our Tosfos and the Tosfos in Pesachim. But before I talk about this, let's read our Tosfos, and then you'll... Did the Chevra have a chance to read the Tosfos in Pesachim? Okay, excellent. I get a few shakes this way, a few shakes that way, so that means some learned it, some didn't learn it. Excellent. So let's just read our Tosfos over here. V'nira. It's like, again, I have like a standard edition of the Gemara. It's around six lines into the narrow lines of Tosfos. V'nira d'lo dami. The cases are not comparable. The Hecha dikasar b'gadayla u'shaletzi ba'imahen. Ve'echa b'gedola ki yotze ba, mitoch shemoti b'nei ha'gedola, yotze gam zeh sheba acheres, kahai gav namin, and davga filo mechitza shol barizal. Meaning, when you have 10 people, and Tosfos sets up the case, I have 10 people in the gedola, and the shaliach tzibur is in the gedola also, so in that situation, I will say that even the mechitza is not mafsik. Sharei moti ha'filo echav shebesados, kidisim mesechus rosh hashanah. Right? In other words, the Gemara in Erevin is talking about when I have to create a minyan. To create a minyan, it's not mitzdarif. But when I already have a minyan, so then, the way the Tosfos over here, Tosfos in Sota is saying it, when you already have a minyan in one place, so then the shaliach tzibur can be motzi them with davening. You see, we think that a shaliach tzibur is just a way to repeat Shemona Esrei. But you have to recognize that a shaliach tzibur really fills a role of sometimes you have an individual who just doesn't know how to daven. Right? Or the individual can't daven. They have bad laryngitis. The doctor says they can't, right? Whispering is worse for you if you have laryngitis than speaking. Right? They can't say anything. How are they yotzei davening? Shaliach tzibur is motzi them. So our Tosfos in Sota says this about the Shaliach Tzibor being motzi them. Look at the Tosis in Pesachim on Pehei Amid Beis. Okay, Chevra? You should all have this Tosis on your computers. Like two lines from the end of the Tosis. Vinirilari. The Hochamayri le'ingin la'anos yachid kedusha yehesh me rabba mevarach. The ein mechitza mafsekes according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Right, Tosis in Pesachim does not speak about being yiltze anything. Tosis does not speak about chazaras hashatz and getting your shmona esrei points. Tosis is speaking about can I respond to kaddish and kedusha, etc. Right. In other words, you get the impression from the Tosis in Pesachim that you cannot be yiltze anything if you are not in that same room. However, according to our Taisvis, once there's a minion in the main room, so then you can be yotze outside of it. Adkan. Rav Soloveitchik made this point. He tries to explain it somewhat, but that is maybe for a later time if I'm in a good mood. Ms. Racklin, how are you?
Some point in history, it was the practice to daven in field as opposed to in shul, correct?
Yes.
So, is there like a measurement of how close together people had to be, or at what point you consider not mitzaref?
Yes, that's a very good question. I don't know of any measurement. Let's say I'm davening in the field. How far apart can I be to be considered part of the same group? I don't know the answer to that question. I'm not sure. Again, there probably is something because it's been going on for hundreds and hundreds of years. But I'm not aware of any specific shiur of any measurement that's given with that respect.
And when you're inside, you're as long as you're in a room that is within the same mezuzah, like how do you measure that?
When what?
Is the shiur for when you're inside being in the same room just means that you're in the same room that has a mezuzah, or there's act like if there's a wall in between, but it's only half a wall and it doesn't have a mezuzah? Like,
so
that...
again, all of this is not 1,000,000% clear, and I want to talk about that now. In other words, what's considered, if I'm in the same room, right, that's what we said, if I'm in the same room, I'm definitely going to be yotze everything. Like the tall guys in front of me, the teva, the bima is in front of me, I'm definitely yotze. I'm in the same room. But if I'm in a different room, like by Hasidus Rebbe's, I know that the Boyana Rebbe, he davens in the side, base medrash in the front of his shul, he has his room, only the Rebbe davens on his own. Any of you saw this by Hasidus Rebbe's? I'm the only one who's hung out with Rebbe's. Okay, whatever, it's a thing. When my sister was a student in Stern, so she was taking a psychology class with a fellow Dr. Menachem Breyer. And my sister like took a week off middle of the semester for whatever reason to go to Israel, and Dr. Breyer said, just do me a favor, bring something to my son. So my sister's like, okay. So she gets the Dr. Breyer's son's address. It's on Rehov Malchei Yisrael. And she goes to meet him, and he's sitting there, and he asks, like, why are you here? So she's like, you know, your father sent me a package to give to you. He's like, thank you very much, whatever. It turned out that Dr. Breyer's son is the Rishon Rebbe. It's like a big chassidus on Shivtei Yisrael, Malchei Yisrael, like one of those streets. And my sister, like, was kind of clueless, but... she, you know, okay, doctor, and the Rebbe's like, what, do you want a bracha for anything? Like, I give brachas, shidduchim, like, whatever you want. My sister's like, I don't know, like, you whatever, okay. Sometimes people are clueless. But he, the Rebbe, davens in his own side little room in front of the base medrash. There's a question, is the Rebbe yotze davening? Is the Rebbe davening b'yichidus all the time? Right, so... the Rebbe's in the room. His room opens to the other room. So that's the halacha, that when the tzibur is in the big room, and you're in the cheder ktana that opens to the gedola, so you are yotze. That's what the Rebbe does. That's fine, no? He would even be mitzaref to a minyan in his room. Because his room opens to the larger room, gevaldik. Now, what we have basically...
you never died of his blood!
But basically what we have over here is as follows. Tosfos says that there are three levels. There's combining for a minyan. There is being, we'll say, being able to answer Kaddish, Kedusha, Baruch Hu, maybe being Yotzei Chazaras HaShatz. And then there is being Yotzei a mitzvah that does not require a minyan. Everyone holds to be Yotzei a mitzvah that doesn't require a minyan. Like Tekiah Shofar, of course you're Yotzei. Now, this leads to our conversation about minyanim during coronavirus. One of the things that people have been trying to do is, let's say there's a bunch of balconies. Actually, one of the buildings here in the Heights, 100 Bennett, was doing this on Yom Tov. I had a social distancing walk with some people who live in 100. What?
Isn't that Breuer's?
It's a Breuer's building. It's a Kehila building, exactly. So the Rav of Breuer's, Rav Mantel, had a social distancing minyan where basically he had everyone, 10 men, standing by windows, and he had a shaliach tzibur down at the bottom. And he said that you are Yotzei minyan that way.
There are currently 9 people. Why?
Right?
I'm bored.
Baruch, can you please take him away?
I'm bored. Could I play World of Warships?
No. Now, the basic idea is that Rav Mantel, the Breuer's Rav, said that they could have a minyan that way because everybody was able to see the Shaliach Tzibur. And because everyone is able to see the Shaliach Tzibur, that is enough to combine for a minyan. That's enough.
Fine, I will bother you. I will bother you.
You want to bother me? This idea of being able to see other people, this idea comes from a halacha that Temi was mentioning a few minutes ago, the halacha of Zimun. By a mezumin, so the Gemara in Brachos writes that if Miktsasan roen elu es elu, if some of the people can see each other, that is enough to be mitzdaref for a mezumin. Does that halacha of being able to see each other, does that help for minyan also? Now, ladies, what would you say from our sugya?
Can I ask a clarification question?
Yes.
All of the people on the balconies couldn't see each other. They could just see the Shliach Tzibur.
So again, there are different configurations. Sometimes all the balconies could see each other and they could see the Shliach Tzibur. Like some of the social distancing minyanim that they had pictures of, like on the yeshiva world and whatever. Some of the minyanim in Lakewood, they could see each other and they could all see the Shliach Tzibur in the middle. In other situations, like in the apartment building, it's worse to some extent, because each apartment can't see the other one. No? I'm in my apartment, looking out my window. I could see the Shliach Tzibur. The Shliach Tzibur can see me. Right? Shliach Tzibur can see apartment 3E, 4E, 5E. Right? Shliach Tzibur can see all of those apartments. And everyone in that apartment can see the Shliach Tzibur. But 4E can't see 3E. Right? There's like a ceiling between 4E and 3E. Okay? So, whether or not you can combine to a minyan in this situation is not so pashut. The Rashba writes in a tshuva that efshar means it could be, the Rashba says, it could be that the rules of Zimun apply to the rules of minyan as well. The Mishnah Brura in Hilchos Zimun, in Kuf Tzadi Hei, I think I gave you the Mare Makom, the Mishnah Brura says, yeah, the Rashba says that, but the Vilna Gaon Paskins, like the other Rishonim, like the Rashbash, other Rishonim who say that, you know what, the rules of Zimun are different than the rules of Minyan. For Zimun, they have a rule of being able to see each other. For a minyan, there's no such rule. Not only that, says the Rashbash, but the rule of seeing each other only helps. If I have three in one room, three in another room, can they combine to form one zimun of six? But let's say I want to say Elokeinu in benching. In other words, I have five over here and five over here. Do they combine to say Elokeinu? Says the Rashbash, absolutely not. The halach of combining for zimun is only to combine when you have a mezumin here, three and three, right? You can make one big zimun of six. But if I have two and one, just seeing each other doesn't help, says the Rashbash. Seeing does not make any sort of tziruf. Okay, so let's go slowly. So I have a few questions. The Rashbash says that seeing never creates tziruf. Never. All seeing does is allows two separate mizumins to combine.
Rina.
That's all seeing does. The Rashba says that, you know what, for Zimun, it would help for Tziruf. Whether it will help for Tziruf by a minion, so the Rashba says, Efshar, Kenzain, maybe. So the deck is really stacked over here. And the Pashtus would be that if I'm in one apartment, I'm in a separate room, and you're in a separate room, so we cannot combine for a minyan. The rules of combining for a minyan, based on the way our Tosfos understands that sugya in Erevin, to combine for a minyan, you have to all be in the same place. That's the rule. I hold like Rav when it comes to combining for a minyan. So if I'm outside of the room, I don't combine. This idea that mechitza shel barzel is not mafsik, the way Tosfos understands it, that means when they have a minyan in one place, then that helps for other areas. But to create a minyan, so you can't do that if you're in two different rooms. And although the Mishnah Brura in Simin Nun Hey, Se'if Katin Nun Beis, and Se'if Katin Nun Dalet, and Se'if Katin Nun Vav, the Mishnah Berurah in all those places, he quotes a Machlokes, but the Mishnah Berurah writes that Peshas HaDechak, you can create a minyan based on being able to see each other. That's what he writes in Simin Nun Hey. But the Mishnah Berurah in Simin Kuf Tzadi Hey says, you know what, we really don't follow that Rashba at all. We really follow the Rashbash. And therefore, seeing each other only helps when you have one mezumin combining with another mezumin, etc. But you can never create a zimun through seeing. Certainly you can't create a minyan through seeing. And the Mishnah Berurah in Kuf Tzadi Hey follows the Rashbash. So we got a contradiction in Mishnah Berurahs. Siman Kuf Tzadi Hey says seeing does not help. Or the fundamental halacha should be that seeing does not help. In Siman Nun Hey, he seems to say that seeing does help. Okay, I've been saying a lot. Let me take a deep breath, take a few questions, and then we will talk about social distancing minyanim. Meira.
So I once went to a shiva house, like, and it was like mincha time. And so, like, I didn't really know what to do. I know, like, mechitza didn't really matter, but I just, like, went into the room next door. It was, like, a living room, dining room
right.
type of thing with a hallway in between. And I davened. Was that, like, considered part of it?
Yeah, so, again, the pashtus is that if you're in a separate room, you're in a separate room. You know, there's a separate question as to whether you need a mechitza between men and women when you're davening and it's not inside of shul. Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Tshuva writes that a mechitza between men and women is only necessary in shul. Mechitza is a halach in beis knesses. And if I have a minyan of people, you don't need a mechitza. A woman can be davening off to the side with a minyan of men present, and that's fine. Certainly if you're in a different room, right? Remember, if you're in a separate room, So according to the technical halacha, the way we're saying it, you can answer Kaddish and Kedusha and Baruch Hu, and according to Artosis, you could get Shaliach, Tzibor to be Motzi you, etc. Right? That's great. That's really wonderful. Right? And that would be enough to count as a mechitza that you're in a separate room, l'cha'ora. That's what should emerge. But it could be that a mechitza is not even necessary. That's the point I'm trying to make. Right.
Okay.
Ms. Racklin, how are things in Teaneck?
Thank God. Okay. Good.
Baruch Hashem. Good to hear. Yeah.
Two questions. First of all, I don't really understand why it would even be possible to have the balcony minyan.
Okay. Tifar Shiyat Sichateich.
It seems from everything that we're saying that it's obvious that you have to be together.
Right. So apparently, the balcony minyanim are based on the fact that the Rashba writes that the sugya in Erevin is only talking about a strange case when they cannot see each other. If they can see each other, so the seeing connects them. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah is paskening like in Siman Nun Hei. So there's, in other words, basically I have all these rules of combining all the Gemaras. Right, the Gemara in Erevin and our Gemara in Sota, etc., the whole Taisvis. But that's all pushed to the side, says the Rashba, based on this din by Zimun. Seeing is enough. By the way, there's one other case in Shas that seeing connects people together, and that's in terms of a cat of Edim. Now, two Edim have to testify on something. Let's say you have one Edim in one window, one Edim in another window. So if they could see each other, they combine as a group. That's also not about creating a minyan. There is no Gemara in Shas that says that you can create a minyan by seeing each other. The Rashba says, maybe. The Mishnah Berurah, Se'ifkat in Nun Beis, Nun Daled, Nun Vav says, you can do it by Shas Hadchak, even though in the Bir Halacha, he writes, that since the Rashba himself only says it Efshar, so you really shouldn't do that. So now,
are being Machmir on Minyan and Mikael on everything else?
Well, you're talking about everything else in terms of the danger involved?
No, in terms of like making a Bracha Levatala and all these things that they're saying.
Right, it's... Yeah, so this is like the funny thing, right? And as you're making a very good point, the Mishnah Berurah says that b'shas hadchak you can combine for a minyan, and I assume that all the poskim, like Rav Mantle from Breuer's and all the poskim in Lakewood, actually, they came out this past week that the poskim said you can't make these minyanim anymore, right? You can't make these balcony minyanim.
Yeah, they're, Lakewood is like you can't do any kind of minyan.
Right, Lakewood, the poskim in Lakewood, Rav Forsheimer and Rav Felder, the three poskim of the yeshiva, Rav Lieberman, they came out, you can't make any sort of minyan, but there was a while that people were making balcony minyanim. Balcony minyanim are based on this Rashba, which is against our Gemara, as understood by Taisus. It's not found in any Gemara. And you're right, the Mishnah Berurah says, b'shas hadchak, you can rely on it, but I think what Abigail is pointing out is a really good point, that the shas hadchak goes in opposite ways. Yeah, you want the minyan, right? But maybe you shouldn't do a minyan, because if you do a minyan, you're saying Kaddish inappropriately. Because who says it's really a minyan? The Rashba himself maybe never said it. Right? So how can... It might be a million brachos levatala. Maybe you're leaning Kriyas HaTorah without a minyan. Maybe you're saying Kedusha without a minyan. You're saying Baruch Hu without a minyan. Maybe it's not at all proper. That's your taina, Abigail, no? It's a very good taina. But can I tell you something? Part of the motivation over here is that Jews feel like, how can I daven without a minyan? And it's very hard to break people away from this emotion.
But
yeah. Here's your rebuttal. Let's go.
You're still being Mikael on Bracha Levatala, and you're putting yourself at the center instead of putting God at the center.
Right.
But you're like, oh, I need a minion to daven.
I think the idea is that it's so hard to be without a minion. And now we can't have a minion. So we're going to rely on difficult shitos that we would ordinarily not rely on at all. And we are going to create a minion that way, based on this Rashba. And you're right. This is not at all simple. I think what I'm trying to point out is just from the Makoros. This is really not Pashut, that these backyard minyan might be a little different. These balcony minyanim help. You know, a social distancing minyan in terms of if everyone is 6 feet away from everybody else, that could be better if they're all in the same area. They're all in the courtyard or whatever. That's what you asked a few minutes ago. Ms. Temi Latin, Shetichia.
I was going to ask, because when you're reading the Mishnah Berurah, and Mishnah Berurah said B'shas T'chak, does anyone ask, what is this situation? Like, what is the Shas T'chak that you need? Because I was going back to Avi.
Okay. So,
yeah, just like...
So I don't know exactly what a Shas T'chak isn't. I could tell you that coronavirus is a Shas T'chak.
No, but meaning like, what's the situation that you would think now, this would warrant us doing whatever rules to make a minion? Why do you need the minion then and not other times? Like, is it for if somebody has a chia for Kaddish?
It's not clear. My guess is that type of issue is fleshed out by the later poskim. They try to analyze exactly what a shas hadchak is. Now, here's the thing, Chevra. Reb Usher Weiss put out a kuntris a couple of weeks ago, a couple of days ago, probably. Every day feels like a month now. Reb Usher Weiss put out a kuntris probably last week, about his tshuvas of coronavirus. And Rav Asher Weiss writes that, you know what? It's not so simple to make these minyanim on balconies based on just being able to see each other. But the Mishnah Berurah paskened in Simin Nun Hey that it works, b'shas hadchak. You can't raise any questions. That's what the Mishnah Berurah paskened. End of conversation. Anu Klal Yisrael, we're mekabel the psak of the gedolim, the Mishnah Berurah paskin, the adkan, end of conversation. That's where Usher Weiss writes. Rav Schechter, yes ma'am.
I was about to say, was that before or after Rav Schechter?
I don't know. I mean, Rav Usher Weiss and Rav Schechter have, in terms of like, Miksasim Rowan Elu Aselu, they have someone called Shai Schechter, who like goes between them. Shai is very close to Rav Usher Weiss, and obviously he's very close to his father. Rav Schechter's tshuva, right, tshuva's coronavirus number 14. So Rav Schechter says, Mishnah Berurah? Which Mishnah Berurah? Right? We're going to do a documentary hypothesis on the Mishnah Berurah. Because Rav Schechter points out that in Siman Kuf Tzadi Hey about Zimun, the Mishnah Berurah does not hold like that Rashba at all. In Siman Nun Hey, he holds like the Rashba, at least B'shas HaTrach. Well, the Mishnah Berurah, as everybody knows, because his son told us, the Mishnah Berurah is written by many different authors, right? That's what Rav Schechter writes over here. That the boys in the yeshiva, they drafted the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah is written by many different authors. So, I have a steer in the Mishnah Berurahs. And if you ask me, says Rav Schechter, the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Nun Hey, who says that B'shas HaTrach they can combine, is very difficult. How can you combine? You're in a different room. The Gemara in Erevin says you don't combine when you're in a different room. Therefore, you cannot have a minion at all. A balcony minion just can't exist. A balcony minion cannot exist at all, according to Rav Schechter. The Mishnah Berurah says it. Yeah, that's Mishnah Berurah. But this Mishnah Berurah doesn't say it. And I, Rav Schechter, feel that the Mishnah Berurah in Kuf Tzadi Hey is much more logical than the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Nun Hey. So now, I think we've kind of exhausted what there is to say about minyanim in coronavirus. Chevra, any other questions?
Where did the Zoom minion come from?
Okay, so a Zoom minion. So Zoom can definitely not make a minion. You cannot say Kaddish and Kedusha, etc. with Zoom. The question is, can I be Yotze Mikra Megillah with Zoom? You technically don't need a minion to hear Megillah Esther, no? Whether you're Yotze Mikra Megillah with Zoom or not is a machlokas between Reb Shlomo Zalman Arbach on the one hand, and he quotes in the footnote of that tshuva, the Chazon Ish disagreed with him. Reb Shlomo Zalman Arbach is of the opinion that anything that goes through electrical waves, you're not hearing the original sound, and if you're not hearing the original sound, therefore you can't get the mitzvah. So if I hear the Megillah over Zoom, I'm not hearing the original kol, and I don't get a mitzvah. The Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah says, if I hear the shofar that was blown into a pit, if it's kol havara shama, if I hear an echo, I'm not yotze. And Rav Shlomo Zalman says that halacha is not only about tekiya shofar, it's about anything. And that means that you have to hear the original sound. And if you hear something that's not the original sound, you're not yotze. And therefore, I am not yotze mitzvahs when I have this thing behind my ear, no? My hearing aid. I can't be yotze, according to Reb Shlomo Zalman Arbach. I can't be yotze tekiya shofar. I can't be yotze mikra megillah. I take my hearing aid off for tekiya shofar. I take it off for mikra megillah based on Reb Shlomo Zalman. The Chazon Ish writes that, I'm going to be able to hear myself much better in a second. The Chazon Ish writes that if I hear something at the same time that it's said, that is definitely the Kol HaMekori. Kol Havara, when the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says if you hear a shofar that's blown into a pit, that you're not yotze, that's because there's a time delay. Yolelehu, you know, like in the Swiss Alps or something, right? There's a time delay. That's why you're not yotze. Now, what's considered a time delay? What's not? Can you be yotze through Zoom? It's not at all simple that you're yotze mikra megillah with Zoom. Not at all simple. There's another way of skinning this cat, pardon, 1 second, Abigail, that is saying that maybe the halacha that you're not yotze with a kol havara, that halacha is only true by shofar, it's not true by megillah, it's not true by other stuff. That's already a razzle-dazzle thing. Is this halacha that kol havara is not yotze, is that a din in any time you want to be yotze shomea ka'ona? Or is that din of kol havara lo yotze only by tekiya shofar? That is what Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank suggests in his tshuva. There's a big issue. Cochlear implants, hearing aids, right? And Zoom is really the same shayla. There's no fundamental difference between my hearing aid and being yotze megillah with Zoom. Of course, though, Zoom does not help to make a minion. No? Even if you know that seeing each other helps, it's got to be that you actually see. Right? If I see you on the screen, that's not seeing. Nachon? Abigail, you had a comment?
What if there is a physical minion somewhere and you're watching that minion over Zoom? Can you say I'm in?
Again, so according to our Gemara, the way Taisa says it, I can answer Amen. I can hear Chazar Sashatz that way, according to the way Artosa says it, because there's a physical minion in one place, and then Afilam Mechitza Shar Barzo Eino Mafsik Ben Yisrael Avim Shabbat Shemayim. Absolutely. But to create a minion Al Yedei Azum, that you can definitely not do, it would seem. Right? In other words, even according to this Mekel opinion of the Rashba, I assume it's got to be real seeing, no?
If there's one place that has a minion, let's say one country, let's say Israel, right? Israel now is...
Now you can have minyanim up to 19 people in Israel, yeah.
Yeah, so can we now participate through Zoom in all the Israel minyanim?
Yeah, so I could answer Kaddish and Kedush and Baruch Hu. If you want to hear Kaddish, Kedush and Baruch Hu and get whatever points there are for that, yeah, you could do that.
Some would be a better option than balcony. Not obviously not for Shabbos, but like anything else, that might be a better option.
Again, the question is how much you have to go out of your way to answer Kaddish, Kedush, and Baruch Hu.
Oh, but no, I'm saying as a replacement for the balcony and Yenim that everyone's now doing.
Yeah, right. In other words, right, it could be that's a better option. You'll hear Kaddish, Kedush, and Baruch Hu, and you don't have the difficulty of a tziruf. There is another issue that does come up. In Simen Nun Hey, there's a discussion that, let's say you have tzoa. It could be that the tzoa is mafsik between one rishus and another. It's highly unlikely that there's no tzoa between us in America and the minyan in Eretz Yisrael. So it could be that the minyan won't help based on that technicality. But, okay. Yeah, it could be that would be a better option. Okay, ladies. So this is what I wanted to say. You never would have thought that this little Tosfos in Sota would end up being like the Machlokas Rav Asher Weiss and Rav Schechter. What could be more contemporary than the Machlokas in Shuvas that was written last week? No? This is as contemporary as it gets. It happens like it's like weird. The OU asked me to give a shiur next week about like balcony minyanim and stuff. So I'm like, okay, fine. So I thought I would prepare over Shabbos. It turned out I ended up preparing today, or yesterday, whatever it was, because this is our Tosfos. That's the whole sugya. Okay, Chevra, should have a wonderful evening, and we will see you, Emir to Hashem, on Wednesday night. I will try to give a few more Mekoros for tomorrow to learn. If you don't have them by like 10 a.m., 11 a.m., please text me, email me, send me a carrier pigeon or Hedwig, whatever you send, and I'll try to get it to you. Okay, Chevra, have a great night.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining. Kol Tov.
Thank you.